Bible as it is, chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action, Krishna Consciousness, text number 15. Everyone except for me, the super myself, I speak Hungarian. Everyone speaks Hungarian except for me, the super guru myself. That's the
essential.
Everyone not speak Hungarian. What's that? Well, the reason I was asking is that way you can choose from there rather than. So, chapter 15, text 15. This is chapter 5, Karma Yoga Action, Krishna Consciousness, text 15.
Thank you.
I guess we'll be here. We don't know how long we'll be here.
Usually, for instance, people get married, they fall in love.
entire one way. And then after 5, 10 years, they pull out of them. They start completely differently. One moment they're embracing. One moment they see each other and embrace. The next moment. Same object, different desire. So Krishna makes different arrangements because of our desire. So Krishna consciousness means to find out what is desirable. So we can change our vision. Generally, the soul desires the water over the material energy. Generally, the soul desires the water over the material energy. He sees everything as possible a victim for his sense gratification. The mentality of the being of the asura is explained by the Gita. What his desires are. This is chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. Text number 8 to 13 to 15.
With Egan.
Then she has to buy the earth.
And.
Buying the earth.
Yeah, put it in the.
And put a down payment, payment on the moon. Put a down payment. Give that money to buy the part of the moon.
You should put a payment on the floor.
So. Especially in Kali Yuga, the whole, this is, people's desire is make money.
And then money, remember.
And then spend it in sense gratification.
Just.
People are mad after getting money, control the material energy. And then utilize that energy, that money, to try to gratify the senses. So these desires simply tangle us more and more in ignorance and passion. Cause one to identify more and more with the material body and mind. But when one desires to utilize that same energy in Krishna's service, then it frees one from the total conception of life. So, it's not so much what we can do, it is not so important exactly what we can do. What's important is if we're desiring to do that for
Krishna.
If we see how Krishna is the owner of everything, then we become free from ignorance. If we see everything as Krishna's energy, then we're not in ignorance
anymore.
And if we see everything as being used, should be used in Krishna's service, then we're not in passion
anymore.
And if we give Krishna and his representatives the credit for whatever service we can do, then we can actually become conscious of Krishna. And in the happiness of being conscious of Krishna, we'll desire to always be with Krishna. But in the absence of actually being aware of Krishna, we take shelter of so many other desires. Either in goodness or in passion or in ignorance. Therefore, the conclusion is we should try to become aware of some simple facts. And especially, we should be aware of our desire. The 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita explains that the three modes of nature. And the symptoms of a person and goodness, the symptoms of people, persons in passion, and the symptoms of persons in ignorance. So we should see how we desire. What was mode of nature we're desiring? Aporimana, Ashala, Pradisha, Samudra, Mahapa, Pradisha, Piyasa, Kadva, Kama, Yam, Pradisha, Pisare, Ashanti, Mahapa, Pradisha, Kami, 270. Person is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled. be good.
Commissioner, come in, look at the education action, the case sharing, and we go.
Trina, please, the Jenga, Trina, Amadina, Madina, Kizini, Sudah. On the chat, the holy name of the Lord, humble ship. Thank you, my self, the Lord, and the Lord, and the street. More tolerance than the tree.
Yes.
Void of all sense of false perceiving. And raise all our respect to others. It says, humble state of mind, on the chat, the holy name of the Lord, constant. So if we see things properly, then automatically we'll desire things correctly. When we see things as they are, probably right. The influence of the three modes of mental nature gradually ceases. So to see things properly, we have here. And if we accept what we hear, then we'll be able to act according to what we hear. And if we act according to what we hear, then we'll realize what we've heard. If we act according to what we've heard and accept it, then we'll experience what we've heard and accept it. Nothing will change, but our vision will change, and our experience will change. Bhakti Mam Abhijani, Yavanya Shadjitatya, Tomam Tepito Yatma, Vishuke Kaivananda, 1855. One can understand me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only through this process of devotional service. And when one is fully engaged in the process of devotion, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So we develop a devotional vision. And always desire to please Krishna. Then we'll become Krishna conscious. And if we don't have that vision, devotion to Krishna, trying to see everyone and everything how it can be engaged in Krishna service, then we must be seeing how everyone and everything can be engaged by sense. So Krishna is not necessarily a change of activity. It's a change of vision, which should change our desire from matter to spirit, and therefore change our consciousness. Material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. One more verse. Ramanyavinita. Ramarpana Brahma Haidir Brahmato Brahma Buddha. Abhayo Tena Dutta Dhyam Brahma Karma Mahavi. So this is chapter 3, text number, it's chapter 4, text number 24. Person is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he assures her to attain the spirit of kingdom. This is full contribution to spiritual activity with the consummation is absolute, and the things which are offered is of the same spiritual nature. So the end of the first one, probably right. The absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter. Matter is up to the close of the absolute truth, the gain of the spiritual quality. Krishna consciousness is the process of converting the illusory consciousness into Brahman or the Supreme. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. Anything done in this transcendental consciousness is called jaga, or sacrifice of the absolute. In that condition of spiritual consciousness, the contributor, the contribution, consumption of the performer, leader of the performance, the result of ultimate gain, everything becomes one in the absolute, the Supreme Brahman. That is the method of Krishna consciousness.
Este momento que tenemos mucho tiempo, estamos fuertes. Yo creo que lo que me ha hecho es que se sienta a hacer una mentira. Esto también es parte de lo que yo quiero saber por una de las cosas. Y de Krishna se lo que es que puedo ver usar de la tarde y en algo. Bien, a mí me gusta que se pueda ver con el proyecto, que se pueda ver con el proyecto, que se pueda ver con el proyecto, que
kívánságait érdemei szerint teljesíti. És itt úgy tűnik, mintha itt valami korlátozás lenne, hogy ezek szerint van, ami miatt megérdemli valahogy ezt a vágy kielégítést, vagy teljesítést, vagy pedig vannak a méltatlanok, akik meg valahogy vagy kevésbé, vagy sehogy se. Hogy lehet valaki méltó, vagy méltatlan?
Ez mi állap? According to the desire, according to what one deserves. So, he doesn't understand, in the day of some limitation that one deserves, that their desire has fulfilled, and others who have deserved.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It says that you have a body. You have this present material body.
Even though, yeah.
If you desire to fly in this room like a bird, Krishna will not fulfill it. No matter how much you desire, you may move your arms up and down, perverters.
Nem tudom mondani.
And you desire to do it.
És szeretné látni.
Then Krishna wants to fulfill your desire.
Akkor így van.
On the other hand, if you desire to understand Bhagavad Gita, Krishna would help you.
De másik szempontból, hogyha szeretnénk a Bhagavad Gita-t
But no matter how long the bird sat out here in this class, you wouldn't understand it. So, for flying, the bird is better than harm. Understanding Bhagavad Gita, hopefully we have better
karma.
So we can understand what our potential is for Krishna fulfilling our karma by what our present body and mind and intelligence are. So probably the first, serve, and then desire. We should see practically what we can do and desire accordingly. Otherwise, it's called imitation. As the dog, if the king is sitting on the throne, and a fly desires to become king. And he sits on the lap of the king. And he thinks, now I become the king. And he imagines everyone's coming up to the throne and paying respect. And he's thinking they're paying respect to me. It's just imitation, imagination. So, now we're imagining, I become the Lord. And we're desiring things to keep control, control energy, and joy. But this is a misconception. We're never the Lord, we're simply controlled by the Lord. Energy, spiritual or material. So the only thing we can really do is desire to please Krishna. Desire to get out of our control is
conception.
While doing what's within the realm of possibility of the present mind and senses. Well, doing what's within the realm of possibility that our present mind and senses can do. Not that I'm a woman, and I see how powerful men are, so I want to be a man. And I'm a man, I see the ladies I have worked so far, so I want to become a woman. So that kind of desire is useless. So whoever we are, we should desire to please Krishna. By doing what we can do, whatever service we can do. And then we'll make some progress. Rather than figuring out how I can fly around the room. Or build some machine that can fly around in the room. Better to walk around the room and generate. Anything else?
Ezzel az érdemmel kapcsolatban felmerült bennem egy kérdés, hogy én ha hallgatom olyan történeteket, hogy
nagyon könnyen, úgymond a jó szerencsé folytán visszamennek a lelki világba. Nemrég egy lekcióban szó volt arról, hogy Rámanujácsárjának a Prasadamara kléket megették halak, és akkor egyből felvettek menni karukornak, és visszamennek. És hogy a jelenlegi látásmódon, mert ez egy nem felfoghatatlan dolog.
Yeah.